Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
This week on Mind Games, we're talking about the idea, the concept of personal power. Power is an often studied and very much an invisible current in all social interactions in our society, whether we like to acknowledge it or not. And the research has found that by simply placing a person in a powerful or powerless role, immediately changes their thoughts and their behaviour. And the research has also shown that generally people that are found to be powerful or have a high degree of personal power are often quite optimistic. They take bold actions and embrace risky ideas, while people who are in a sublimated or powerless role are often quite psychologically conservative. They play the game, they don't rock the boat, and they do this. So there's a kind of a belief that our power and our access to it is based in either material positions or our possessions or our position in society, our class, or even our job or our role. But there are also other sources of power, and interesting research lately has found that we can actually store our own power and our own collection of power in memories, and simply by recalling a time where we had a high degree of personal freedom or power can actually bring back the exact same psychological and behavioural effects as giving people a boost in power. It's a beautiful idea that the present can be empowered by the past, so we've probably all got a bit of that memory. Also, just recently, they've done some research and found that there's a really simple method to transform the psychological experience and also the signal of power to others, and that's altering your body posture. In a recent study reported in Psychological Science, Dana Carney and Andy Yap from Columbia University found that open, expansive postures, so, you know, wide limbs, quite enlargement of the occupied space, and spreading out one's body, compared with, like, closed, constricted postures, you know, your arms are folded, you're taking up very little space, you're collapsing the body inward, actually increased the feelings of power and an appetite for risk. So to measure this, they gave participants $2 and asked them to play a game where they could roll a die and opt for attempt to get a payout of doubling their money of $4. So it's a risky but also rational kind of decision based on the odds. And participants who'd actually been encouraged to take an expansive posture and take up different physical space reported feeling significantly more powerful and in charge, and believe it or not, were 45% more likely to take the chance. Interestingly, to take this to a really, really different level, expansive postures also changed the participants' hormone levels, and the study found that these participants' rates of testosterone were increased and decreased rates of the stress hormone cortisol. And this is a combination which is really commonly found in people with leadership abilities. So not only does power change the body, but actually altering one's posture can change one's experience of power, or at least the psychology behind it. So how can we use this as a mind game? Think about your posture. Think about the next time you walk into an important appointment or a situation where you might like to feel empowered, and actually think about your posture in that situation and aim to be a little bit more expansive, take up a little bit more space. By focusing on your posture and making it a little bit more expansive, you'll seem a lot more in control. But better than that, you'll actually feel a little bit more powerful and empowered, and feel a little bit more in control too. A little bit more confident, a little bit more likely to succeed. Good luck being expansive. Talk to you next week on Mind Games.